Canton police say multiple people were shot at Tuesday night just after 6:15. Gunfire reported near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims told responding officers they were in a car and being chased by a gray sedan and black SUV when shots were fired. No injuries were reported. Police recovered shell casings at the scene. A nearby home was also struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. Washington Township man accused of firing a gun at a neighbor's property. 68-year-old John Pizzadas is charged with discharge of a firearm. The alleged incident happened Monday night in the 500 block of East Beach Street. Pizzadas was arrested by Starr County Sheriff's deputies and is scheduled for arraignment today in Alliance Municipal Court. Hartville man has pleaded guilty in a deadly drunken driving crash in Summit County that killed a teenager. Tuesday, 23-year-old George Taylor admitted to aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges in the May death of 18-year-old Isabel Grubaugh. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car hit a pole on Massillon Road in Springfield Township. Grubaugh was a passenger and died at the scene. Taylor is scheduled to be sentenced June 8th. Man has pleaded guilty to his part in a fatal shooting in Springfield Township. 23-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton charged with felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter. Two murder counts were dropped in the plea deal. Williams and 24-year-old Christian Diaz Sauceda of Canton were arrested in connection with the death of 39-year-old Brian Kofer at a Halloween party October 27th. The second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. Williams was to stand trial Wednesday. Sentencing was set for June 9th. Diaz Sauceda is charged with felonious assault. Hartville Village Council moving to temporarily restrict data center development. Councilman Jim Sullivan proposing a 12-month moratorium on data centers, along with a 6-month pause on new outdoor recreational facilities, such as pickleball courts. He says the time would be used to gather information and develop specific local regulations. Another action, council renewed an agreement with solicitor Eric Williams and authorized participation in ODOT road salt contracts. Officials also moved ahead with the 2026 road resurfacing program. A 7th District Appeals Court judge is okay after crashing his vehicle into a fast food restaurant in West Virginia. Police say Judge Mark Haney accidentally drove his vehicle into an Arby's in Bridgeport April 11th after hitting the gas instead of the brake. Crash caused significant damage to the building. Haney suffered minor injuries. His passenger was not hurt. No charges were filed. Jury trial set for July for an Illinois man charged in a local sex sting and child porn case. 36-year-old Vincent Bianconi of Chicago Heights faces 3 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, along with misdemeanor charges. He allegedly responded to an undercover ad and arrived at a meeting in East Palestine in July 2024. Investigators say images of child sex abuse were found on his phone. The sewer line collapsed, closing a portion of State Route 45 in Lisbon, at least through next week. Officials say the road at Saltwell Road is shut down while crews replace a failed line. Drivers heading to the post office, municipal quarter, early voting must detour using Route 164. Motorcyclist is dead after a shooting in Youngstown Tuesday night. Police say the victim was shot around 8:30. And came to a stop at Maryland and Oakwood Avenues on the city's west side. They were taken to the hospital in a private vehicle where they were later pronounced dead. Police continue to investigate. Former police chief in Camel is facing new misdemeanor charges after an incident inside municipal court. 69-year-old Dennis Puskarczyk is charged with menacing by stalking and is free on bond. A female court employee alleges he touched her without permission and made threatening comments. Puskarczyk has prior history of similar allegations and disciplinary action. Masonry man will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of killing his sister. The Trumbull County judge today sentenced 62-year-old John Zanoli to life without parole plus 3 additional years on a firearm specification. Last month, the jury found him guilty of aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse in the death of Janice Zanoli. Prosecutors say he shot her in their late parents' home in February 2025 and left her body in the house for days. A Warren shooting victim has died. Police say 37-year-old Jamar Hill was shot on Highland Avenue Southwest April 17th and later died from his wounds. 24-year-old Brianna Nichols of Warren has been charged with felonious assault. Investigators say a woman reportedly called 911 and said she shot her boyfriend. The case remains under investigation. Warren police confirmed 1 person died. 4 others were injured in a head-on crash Monday morning. 2 cars collided shortly before 10:30 at Bonnie Bray Avenue Northeast and East Market Street. Emergency crews had to remove 3 occupants from the vehicles. 5 people were transported to hospitals. The conditions of the injured are unknown.